Good morning, my friends, my family members of the Live Build Change community, and my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just love that you're here with me getting your mindset right to start the day. It's such an important thing to know that you're thinking according to truth as you begin your day. And that's what this morning mindset edition is all about. So this morning, I am bringing a passage before us from James chapter 2 that is perhaps one of the most applicable mindset passages out there. And it may not seem like it is at first because it talks a lot about action, but I'm going to show you how this passage shows us that action flows out of mindset. This is James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. And there is an extended passage all the way to verse 26. We'll talk about that in days to come. But verse 14 starts out this way. James says, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Now, the reason I say this is a mindset passage is because faith, another word for it, could be belief. So let's think of it that way. If James says, if someone says he has belief but does not have works, can that faith save him? Can that belief save him? You see, mindset is about belief. It's about what you believe. And so if you believe Jesus is your Savior, if you believe the Holy Spirit has come and lived within you, if you believe that God is all sufficient for you, if you believe that your God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and a scenario like James just brought up happens in your life, and someone comes among you and is lacking food and needs clothes, and you start to doubt whether you can really help them. You start to think, well, I just barely have enough money for myself. I can't really help. That's the equivalent of doing what James said, where you say, oh, I really feel for you. You know, go in peace, be warm, be filled. I'll pray for you. But you're not actually doing anything to help. What kind of faith is that? Do you really believe that God is adequate for you? Do you really believe he will take care of you if you were to be generous toward one of his children? Do you really believe he would? It could be that you're just saying you have faith when you really don't. You don't have the action to prove that you really believe that. That's really what James is saying. This is a mindset issue. So as you look at your day today, you may have some things ahead that are challenging. You may know you've got to have a difficult conversation, or you have a sales presentation, or you have an obnoxious client you've got to deal with, or a service call you've got to go out on. You may have a family crisis that's going on, and you've got to be the one to step in the gap and make sure some things happen that need to happen. Where is your faith in that? Where is your mindset? Where is your belief in God in those things for today? Are you feeling a little inadequate? Are you feeling doubtful that you'll have what it takes? Those things are very natural. They're very real. But they are circumstances that come into our life, just like this poorly clothed brother who comes in lacking daily food. It's a circumstance. It's something that enters your world that you need to deal with. And James is saying, if you truly believe God is adequate for you, you will deal with those things, acting on that belief that you have. So what is it you have to face today? And how can you believe God to be adequate for you today? If you have to give something, will you believe that God will take care of you in spite of giving that thing away? If you have to step into a difficult situation where you're not sure you have the skill you need to deal with it, can you trust God to give you the skill in the moment? Will you trust him today? Your faith has to have action in order to be verified that it's real. How are you going to take action today given what you know you face? This is the Live, Build, Change morning mindset. I'm encouraging you to get your mindset right in relation to those things you see coming today. I would love to hear what happens and how this goes for you. Contact me at carrie@livebuildchange.com. I'll see you tomorrow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.